Okay, let's begin. The topic of tonight's shiur is b'inyan birkas bar piragofen b'inyan mitzanovin. So what do we mean by that? Because we have a Meferisha Gemara on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis on page 2, top line above Basra. The Omer Rav Sochet Odom Eshkol Shalanovim Omer Lov Kiddush Hayom. That you could take a grape, squeeze it, and get grape juice, and you can make Kiddush. So obviously, if you can make Kiddush, you can make a Bar Piragofen. If you can't make Bar Piragofen, you can't make Kiddush. So what's the discussion about Mitzanovim? It's a fair shigabar that you can. So the discussion that exists is the following, that maybe since the Eshkol Anovim over there, the grape juice in the Gemara, you didn't do anything to it. So if you wait long enough, it'll ferment and become intoxicating. And it's Royal Shaker. But our grape juice, as we'll see soon, maybe since something is done to it, as I was speaking today to the Rav Rabinowitz from the OU, from the Maastricht. He was saying that, and we'll see soon. He said that, the question is, and we'll see in various makoros, is that we heat the Adalevi explains that we heat the, we pasteurize, we heat, so maybe that kills the yeast and it won't ferment. That's the shaila.
Or the sulfites also.
Yeah, so in the case of the Gemara, they don't do anything to, they don't heat it up, they don't pasteurize, so then Omer Lov Kiddush Hayom, but today we pasteurize, so maybe it loses its status of Bar Piragofen because it's not Royal Shakir. So that's the question. So the Gemara says that Amar Razutra Bartuvia Amar Ad Enom Kiddush Hayom El Al Yain Haroi Linosech Al Gabi Mizbeach. So what is that coming to exclude? So, Yain Megito is this freshly squeezed grape juice. So that's kosher. Because it's no good. L'chatchili, you shouldn't use it on the Mizbeach because it's not Royal Shaker. And only things that are Royal Shaker you could use. But this, since you can use it b'di'evan on the Mizbeach, for Kiddush you can even use it l'chatchila. And that's what we said. The Omar Rava, I'm Sochan Adam Eshkol Shalom, Omar of Kiddush Hayom. So then the Gemara goes back and forth, and then the Gemara says, El Lamuta Yayin Koisis. So what says Yayin Koisis? So look at Rashi, Yayin Koisis, Hu Yayin Hanimkar. Bechanos, apostle who, lohavish sheker sheker v'loroy l'shios sheker kiyayin migito, so familiar sheker. But yayin koises is a yayin that apparently is something's done to it, that it can never become wine. So therefore, you can't use it for kiddush. And mustaber, as we'll see, you don't make a bar piragofen on it. So that Yayin Taka is possible. So that's the discussion. What about the grape juice of today? As Rabbi Chalap discusses, is that considered Yayin Koisis or not? Oh, so there is a sefer called the Yad HaLevi. The Yad HaLevi of Yitzchak Simcha Horowitz. And he on the mitzvah Kuf Nun Hey, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush, so he writes an unbelievable thing here about grape juice. So let's start. He says, "Venir here, stuff from the beginning. Venir das Rabbeinu Dafal Pisha Kiddush Hatzmo Hu Menat Torah, while Kiddush Al Yain Hu Midrabanan. Chenu As Comes Rav Aposkim. Tam Shabiru Biyain Hu Mishum. The Rosh Asiyan Anachamar Mikol Hamashkin Lo Bocha Kosh Bruch Lo Kiv Lofanav Al Biyain Nesachim. Shub Samech Al Kiv Manoshim. Sheinu Mishira El Al Yain Hu Saidu Masamach. Fein Simcha El Al Biyain." Move on. In other words, the Sefer Chinuch writes, why do we make Kiddush al Yayin? Because it's side, it's Mesamach, all these things. So he says like this. Move on. So the Chinuch says that the reason why we make Kiddush al Yayin is because it's Zayin and it's Mesamach. This is not the Sefer. You want to see the Sefer Chinuch where we have to point on page 6. No, is that the Sefer? Did I Xerox the Sefer Chinuch here? What page?
No,
I don't think it's Eric said in this one. Okay,
but he's in a different
path.
He had
it
in another
path. In another path, yeah. So he says, so it could be that our grape juice is not Mesameach. Look at the line, Kemosh Kosov Chinuch. Me'elo Muvan, Dim Notlo Mimeno Koch Ham Mesora Shabo, Vukoch Alkoholi. In other words, if it loses its alcoholic content, kimo ha grape juice shalano, grape juice shalano, hu kiyua da anovim. It's just the flavor of grapes, but it's not, grape juice is just flavor of grapes, it's not really wine, it's not intoxicating, it's not mesamach. Shem chamin also kodim shemaschil litzos. Before it ferments, they mecham, like Rabbi Rabinu said, they pasteurize it. Al yidei hachamima nifsa et koach alcoholi at she'enu mishakir la'olam. So it'll never become mishakir. So never chashivuso. Fafil may pass ba'al malohavi. So it doesn't have the alcoholic ability anymore. So it says this mashke that's lo reich v'lo tam yayin chofetz g'oin hakaroim. He spells it with an ayin. Shebez manenu. One of the famous conservative. I think they say it's Louis Ginsburg. V'hu me'akat sheholchem v'nikroim mikal Yisrael. Lachshiru l'kiddushu l'havdola. That's what Rabbi Chalap once heard him say. In the old days, one of the main divides between Orthodox Jews and conservative Jews was whether you use grape juice for Kiddush or not. So it's such a pellet that today, the Hasidic places, they all use it. But then, he's a taina in Louis Ginsburg that he's makshirit for Kiddush and Avdallah. And he says it's wrong. We can treat so asher yotzi l'cho. This is a play on words. Usually, when you print something, you say yotzi l'or. So he says, "Kuntrisa shayu hotzi lachoshech." B'shem shu, and it's called tshuva b'dvar yenos hakshirim mitzulam mitzvah. Chatal hochich b'dvarim shetamim ketama mashke shirotzol lachshiro. Shalom vachem kshirim mitzvah. Hologam mitzvah minamufchal kadesh alof. That's what Ginsburg was saying. He sing al mogen avram. He says that grape juice today nifsad kochu l'gamri, and it doesn't, and you can't use it for kiddush or havdalah. It's not bar piragofen. It loses its alcoholic content. It's not royal the shikrus. So that's the Yad HaLevi. So this is an interesting question. And there's a similar question by Yayin Mevushal. What's the din by Yayin Mevushal? In other words, we say that once you mevashal it, so also you take away something from it, and it no longer can be Bari Piragofen. So we know our minig is, we make a bar piragofen on Yayin Mevushal, but it's not so poshut. Look in the Beis Yosef, Simon Reish Beis on page 6. Nashakosuv dal Yayin Mevushal mevarch bar piragofen. Ken kosuv atosus v'arash beperk hamocha peres udalokar Rashi v'arash shakosuv dvarchem alav shahakol. See Rashi and Rash says you make a shahakal. And the Tosis holds the bar paragraph. That's the ram paragraph, Psochim, Kedasa Tosis, Arosh, Rechain Hiskim, Smak, etc. So that's, so it's a whole big machlokes Rishonim, whether you make a bar paragraph and a Yayin Mevushal. And then it says Kosu Baruchos Chaim al Aropi Mivark Shahakol Poshuru. We have to see what that is. So take a look in the Ben Ish Chai on page 7. It says Siropi Syrup Shumei Anovim Shenikbu. But you took grape juice and you froze it. V'korn also ba'arvi dvach. Mevarchal of shahakol. So the Ben Ish Chai is bringing down this halacha, a rupi or sirupi mevarch shahakol. So why is it? Because you took me'an of him, but then you froze it. So we'll have to see what that is. We'll have to see. Is that because it's no raw, it's not roy to become to mishaker anymore? We'll have to see. Okay. Now there is tshuva, the first tshuva of the Knesset Agdola. Page 8 is in the Knesset Agdola. Rav Chaim Ben Venisti. He wrote the Knesset HaGdola. So he has Shalos and Tshuvas Knesset HaGdola. So he talks about a case, Sha'altem Achshav, Shagozer HaMelech. The Melech made a Gezerah, Vehevir Kol B'chol Malchuso, and he announced in his Malchus, Shalo Yimtza Yayin Mikol V'chol. that there should not be any wine in the whole region. Umisha yimsa bebeso or brushuso a few tipas yain. And Hamin is Aber Ubeise Nule Yichem. Because basically he's going to destroy his house. So, right? So they made this Xerus Amalchus, you can't have wine. So Ech Yasu Ala Kiddush Val Havdala. So what are they going to do? So some say, Kwasi Mishahor Lischot. Eshkol Shalanovim, Lakad Shalov. So some say just take a grape and be soaked it. And you make Kiddush on that. So this person who's writing to the Knesset HaGdoyla says Vihiter Lischod Oisoy Biyom Shabbos Atzma. So he wanted to say Could he be soicheded on Shabbos itself? Someone said to do that. So the question is, Mehora Kedin or lo? Is that a proper psak or not? So Mehora, it's not a proper psak. So to be do schit on Shabbos is an issa deraisa. And the fact that you need it for Kiddush, in other words, they couldn't keep wine around because there was a Xeris Hamalchus. So someone said, so the halacha is sochet adam eshkol shalanovim v'omer lov kiddush hayom. That's a din that you're allowed to do. So do it on Shabbos, and then you'll drink it, and no one will know the difference. So he answers back the Knesset HaGdoyla, tshuva lischot eshkol shalanovim l'kaddish l'havdilov havada lo tzvicha rabba d'vada yayin mikri. So havada, it's yayin. In other words, it could be that their gzeira was on intoxicating wine, and this is not intoxicating, so they didn't make a gzeira, but we could still use it for Kiddush. V'yochel l'havdil l'kaddish lov. So that is fine, that heter. Avol masha hitir l'sochto afil b'shabbos, ta b'pshitas. But that's... That's a big mistake. So that you can't do. But so can other meshkol shalonovim. Avadi you can. And if so, you have to do it before Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos.
Well, that's how we read the Gemara.
Yeah, literally. So can other meshkol shalonovim Friday night. You take an eshkol shalonovim from Rav Kiddush Hayom. So that's amaratzis to say such a thing. But he writes,
even Yantif though would be still be awesome to do.
Yeah, even Yantif also. Well, so now he has in the course of his discussion on page 9 where the arrow is. He says, "V'havi yodeya shebiyosi osuk b'zeh digdakti al shirvit shenogim lasu b'shuk hashirvit yesh limkor yimeh ha'kayit she'ena roi l'kaddish alav shilomar b'chos ha'bor ha'per ha'gofen al shahakol niyeh b'dvaro shir isi la'arav b'is yosef ha'chim kosov b'shei orchas chayim al eropi os eropi b'vorach alav shahakol b'poshetu Vin a ropi who should dorchim anovim vachad yichsochzom mesimim betirosh offer lovan. As he says, this is a din of the Beis Yosef. Oh, the Naxon. We're on page 9. Let me just recap what we're talking about. You know, there's a halacha is in the Gemara in Bava Basra that a person can be sochet eshkol shalonovim. You take grapes, you squeeze them, and you make wine, even though it's not intoxicating, but lemaisa, it can become intoxicating. Mm. And you can make berber gofen. The question is the grape juice of today that's pasteurized, so maybe it's no longer even a roi to become intoxicating. So, what's the source of this, and that's what Rabinowitz discussed. So what's the source of this idea that it has to be Roy for Chimut, for Shikrus? So we saw the Gemara in Bava Basra, Yain Kosis. The Yain Kosis, you can't be Mekadosh Olof, because it's not Rosh. So the question is, we grew up knowing that you make a Barpir Goffin on grape juice, but it's not so Pashut, because it's not only that it's not intoxicating, but maybe it lost its ability to become intoxicating. And that's what Yain Kosis is. So then he writes here on page 9, on the bottom, he says that this thing that the Beis Yosef was talking about, the Irupi, they would Dorech Hanovim, and then after they would Achad Rechaz Misim Betirosh Offer Lovan, they would put some type of thing inside the wine. Yadu Shah Achas or Yosef Ma'at Kidei Sheyatzil Hayayin Hayotzim Mehem Mehera V'Yamal B'Sikuso. But this way it won't ferment, and the sweetness will remain, because if it ferments, it becomes more sharp. They wanted to maintain the sweetness, so they put the Ofer Lovan in it, into the grape juice, so it shouldn't ferment. So let us bow. So the Knesset HaGdolah says he thinks the halacha is that you should make a shahakol on the, and that's because that's what the Beis Yosef said. On the Sirupi, you make a shahakol. He quotes the Orchas Chaim, and he explains that that's what it is. That Irupi or Sirupi is basically grape juice, that they added this Ofer Lovan to it, so it can never ferment, or never become wine. So the question is the grape juice of today like that? And there's a, as Rav Schechter pointed out, there's a famous piece from Rav Henkin. If you look, Rav Henkin on page 16. Discusses it. He says, look on page 17, the second paragraph, V'omnom. He says, V'omnom atzasi b'tshuvas knesses agdolus im na'alef, sheposek shehayayin shemefazrim al anovim ofer lovin, b'chdei shelo yeh tosis v'legil l'chozek shemvorchim alof shahakol. Shahakol. V'einu nesa b'baga einu Yehudi. It doesn't answer, you know, if a guy touches it, because it's no longer wine. Raises them shame by Yosef. She calls him Loshon is Pagololi or Arvi. So what's the chil? Kanira hachiluku ben yain begito sheroilios chazak shaz din yain lo. Ben zeh she beikro kvar eno roilios chazak shaz elo din yain. The Gemara is talking about mitzvah novim that's royal yos yayin, but maybe our grape juice is not royal yos yayin. If he's a yeshlu stopik with grape juice, kedasa came shenasa b'maisa shalom yagil at sisa after kvar yagil lechal yayin. That maybe it's not good. Yeshlu ayin b'chol mina yayin shekshayim b'diavad l'sochem kupani mi sheyachol lishtos yayin b'vade ein olot says with grape juice. So Rav Henkin was mafakvik whether this whole thing is true. So he said, so he doesn't say 100%, but he says certainly if you have the ability to drink wine, you shouldn't drink grape juice, because it could be that grape juice is not yayin anymore, based on the tshuva of the of the Knesset HaGdoila. And the Yad HaLevi was very stark. He attacked Louis Ginsburg.
This is my focus on Mitzvah, so whether our grape juice can ferment.
I mean, Rav Henkin was mefakpek. It sounds like it's machlokas and mitzias. We'll have to see. Maybe I think we're going to have to take this one to Toronto. The famous Ariel Naxon here. His father, Dr. Naxon, is a big chemist. And Shlomo Miller, when he has shilas in science and mitzias, he always goes to Dr. Naxon. I myself have spoken to Dr. Naxon. In Yonim, he's a little bit on the machmer side of things, but it's okay. In Toronto, I think you have to be a little on the machmer side, or else, you know. But now, talking about Rav Henkin, let's take a look on page 22. The story of Rabbi Chalap that he quotes in the Beis Yitzchak. Unbelievable things. Look what he says here. Lifnei Asaras Shonim, decades ago, Shamarti Adayim Bereshus Darki B'ol HaRabonis. He says when he's starting out to be a Rav, Nechleisi Rechmon Al-Islam Machla Mistoris. He had certain Machla. So they didn't know what it was. We don't know exactly what the machla was. Lamos calls it Besorah Tov Mefiv Ki Hu Meshuchna Ki Zeh Lo Ma Shechashu Mitchilo Shemachla Tia Ma Shatiyah. He bought me Ishun Shal Cigarah Shom Shtiyas Alcohol. So he says it's either coming from smoking cigarettes or from drinking alcohol. He says Palazi Yomati Lofi Shazem Ma'od Muzar Halo Ani Lo Ma'ashen. He says I don't smoke, so it can't be from smoking. Lo Shanti Kol Yemai. He says, and I don't drink alcohol except for Yayin Kiddush Rav Dolo. That's Kfar Kama on the Shosa. You know, how much, you know, and even the wine, okay, a little bit of wine, you know, for Kiddush Rav Dolo. Who only Behechlet Kedah? If he would eat must Mashu Shal Alcohol, he says, even a Mashu of alcohol could be Gorim this Hezek. So the doctor said, "Siva alai b'chol tokef limana mikol shtias alcohol." That's what he told him. So the problem is, so what is he going to do for kiddush? So yatzasi min abgisha. So I went out from the doctor, b'simcha hodaya, l'Hashem yisparach al ki machlam ra'im v'damanim d'yusanu, that at least it's not something fatal. When he had to the base horai, he went to his parents' house. Lim sorah lahem as absurah tova zos. Vechavish yisiparti as dvorim tochi de dibur hosafti yivderech agav nu me'achshav atzarech l'kadosh l'havdil mitzal novim. So Rabbi Chalap said to his parents, so I'm going to have to use grape juice now for kiddush because the doctor said I can't have any alcohol. Lefati hagdola omar li adoni mori zalsal ki l'daitu Suffolk Odol Bedovim Yotim De Chidush De Chovas Kiddush Rav Dola Al Mitzah Novim. So he said that that it's a big Suffolk whether you could be Yotze Kiddush Rav Dola Al Mitzah Novim, and it's a big Suffolk whether you make a Bar Per Goffin. And he says Sha'ad Esrim Vish Shloshim Shana Lechein Rov Rubam Kukula Merabonim Ufaki Ba'Amerika Hayu B'Deyazu. And most of the Rabbanim in America held this way, that you can't use grape juice. So he said, so his father said, "Okay, Yosef Tov L'Kadosh Alecha Mishnah." So it's better to use make kiddush on challah, Lahavdil Khamar Medina. So it's Bardi La Abazatzal Suze Ma'od Yiksha Alai. Shulchani B'Shabbos Yamalim B'Bayis for Orchim Lotzim Kulam. He says, it's not, you know, his Shabbos table, there were so many guests. And it doesn't look nice. He's going to make Kiddush on Challah. It's not going to be pleasant not to be able to make Kiddush on wine. He says, and all, you know, they're going to honor him because of Mazon and all public events. You ask the Chabad Achim because of Brachas that you come Eva in Imus. So he was a little bit, you know, upset. What is he going to do? In other words, the doctor said he can't use alcohol, so he wants to use grape juice, but his father told him that he can't. So he says, look on page 23. Pukhazi mayama devahari akshav rov b'nei torah b'nei sayinu kei mikachum m'sanohim. And now he's so very good, Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he said to his father, can I at least rely on Rav Moshe? So Rav Batari, so his father, Rabbi Chalap's father, saw he was so mitzdayer. Only knew, Bocher Chola Ata Yochel Samech Al Rabbi Moshe. He said that that you can rely on Rabbi Moshe. Kacha Yotzu Hamilim Chas Chalil Lo Bchalas Shalom Lo Pam Herich Oso Abba Zatzal B'Torah Rabbi Da'ame V'Kacha Yag. So he saw Mechaim Ramosha. So then, on page 24, he says that he discussed this with Rav Soloveitchik, this Shaila, on page 24. He says, "B'chisichosi harishoni mori v'rabi maran hagrit Soloveitchik, chesu isis dvar v'burim v'chalutim shal Rav." Right, so he saw what the Yad Halevi said, that very stark. And the Yad Halevi was like his father's opinion, that it's not good. See, part of the Pava Rishon is by Yossi ben Ogeel, the Kaddish Shabbos Yotel Mitzanovim, Lavarach Bor Piragofen, Mati, Emdosu Shal Abba, Mori, Gamash Omar Lichab, Shab, Mator Cholani Yocholismo Choldaito Shal Maram Ramosha Feinstein. So the Rav said, "Mori v'Rabbi Hagrid Zatzal, he give Omar li, shim ha'yisu shol asaba Reb Chaim, b'atzmo." He said, "If you would have asked Reb Chaim his opinion, what to do, kam huwa ya omer kach lekadosh al chalos alecha mishta, v'lo haya marsha lecha shum viturim." He said, "Reb Chaim wouldn't have let you in any heter for this." Amazali lo b'tor p'sach halacha. He wasn't saying b'tor p'sach halacha because he's already got a p'sach halacha from his father that he can follow Rav Moshe. And then he says that he was speaking to Rabbi Meir Tversky, the Rav's grandson. Of Amarli, four lines from the bottom. Shemot kosher lo l'havin, filu kabel masha. That the Rav said that to him because Lamaisa, the Rav used to make Kiddush on grape juice. So now Rabbi Chalap said, "No, I understood why the Rav was saying this is what Rav Chaim would tell you. He didn't say this was what he would tell you." Yeah?
Long before the Selma Rav came to America.
Really? Well, so now look on page 25. No, Nanyan, she says, "Miyad achar pikidoshi zos in Rabbeinu Zatzal." So after the Rabbi Chalap met with the Rav and he discussed this whole thing, "Shasasi midirosu shal grid Zatzal, nefgashti b'terech mikra in Mareinu Rabbeinu Harav Misuvalk." He says he bumped into the street with Rav David Lifshitz, our grand Lifshitz, Zatzal Rechov. "Folech lahagid ashiuro hayom yomis lufnei talmidav." "Sipati lo ma shidibarti imamaran hagrid rakdakos Chados Lefeim Kishosov Amrali Teda Chavivi Shinoda Berchov Sharav Mitzalam Zatzal Omed Ukvar Hichris Barabim Loses Heksha Shalmitza Novim. He said that when it was known that the Tzalim Arav was going to give a Heksher on grape juice, Zakan HaPoskim Ozba America Rav Yosef Elio Henkin, this is Rav Lifshitz is telling Rav Chalap, that when the Tzalim Arav was about to give the Heksher and write that it's Kosher L'dalat Kaisus L'kiddush, so Rav Henkin told Rav Lifshitz that he should go to the Tzalim Arav and ask him to retract his kula. V'adir b'pumbi is daito chalutu shalachalchil ein shum mechush. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out it's a misprint here. Ein shum mechush l'kadosh ein shum mechush mashma. There's no problem. He means for care. There is a problem. Uvarchal bar gal shayu lo pikpugim utzionim emes yotzim b'kiddush imitza novim. Kamuvan achrei sheshamati me'agrad Lifshitz daito shalgrid Henkin. So then, so he decided that Rav Henkin was like his father. So then he wanted to do more research into the topic. But Lemaisa, Rabbi Rav Henkin was Rabbi Chalap's father. This whole thing that maybe you shouldn't do it because it's not Roy. That's what Rav Henkin. That's like guy and Rabbi Chalap discusses in his article. Yain koseis, you can't. And the Knesset Hagdola. So it's interesting. Rav Zalman Alpert from the LaYu Library showed me in Hamodia, on page 27. There's an interview for Fayish Herzog, for the Herzog family, who discussed this idea of whether you can make kiddush on grape juice. And he writes here in the interview, page 27. Look, it says here, how was your father's idea of grape juice accepted in the Torah world? Wasn't it a new concept for kiddush? He says, yes, it was. At first, some rabbanim didn't get correct information about what grape juice was. There was a well-known incident that occurred with the Gaon Rav Yosef Elio Henkin. Someone had told him that grape juice cannot become wine for kiddush, which only happens if something is added to the juice to prevent fermentation. So we went to Rav Henkin and brought along some samples of grape juice. We said, leave it here and you'll see that it's going to ferment and become wine. When that actually happened, he realized that he had been given misinformation before. So that's what they want to tell you, that he was Chozer Bo, Rav Henkin. He says, after Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Yoel Teitelbaum, used grape juice for Kiddush, I think everyone accepted it. And this is the original, you know, the Telmer, this is his original Ksav Haskoma, that he's giving Gam LePesach, Fikosha Gam LePesach Avlam Hadrim LeMahadrim. And that was so that's why I was speaking to Rabbi Rabinowitz from the OU today, the Manastrisma. So he was saying that that he feels that the Metzius is that if you take grape juice and you leave it out, but you have to know the proper environment that it has to be in so it could ferment and could become intoxicating. I don't know. I would like to hear Dr. Naxon's opinion on this, because
he says it,
no? Well,
doesn't say it here. You leave it to ferment, no?
Right, but that's what he said.
Rav Concord himself.
Right, so we have to see what the.
I'll ask him what it is.
It probably depends on whether it's mevushel or sulfite, so.
Because, in other words, they pasteurize it, so.
Why mevushel?
The question is that going to destroy the ability that it becomes?
They flash past resin.
What?
They don't actually boil it.
Well, he told me that. I mean, but it gets to a certain, you know, the Talma. There was a machlokes for Moshe and the Talma. How much do you need to be yayim vushel? Do you need mamish 212 boiling, or is it enough yatzal lettuce bone? The Moshe sheet is yatzal lettuce bone. The Talma hold much higher than that.
This is the first one who wrote the Talmud. The interview was with who, you said?
What?
Fayish
Herzog.
Fayish.
F-E-I-S-H.
Which of Herzogs?
The Herzog, you know, the wine Herzog.
Yeah, the wine.
So you have the Yad HaLevi, you have the Knesset HaGdolah. But the question is, the Knesset HaGdolah's case is where you put the Ofer Lovan in. Yeah. So that you managed to put something that would stop it. In our case today, we're not putting anything in. Like my wife said on the thing, it doesn't say they put anything in, but they heat it up. So the question is that parallel to the Knesset HaGdolah's case? Well, no, that's different. The Knesset HaGdolah's case, maybe Taka, they put something in that it can never become, can never ferment, can never intoxicate, and that's Shahakal. But our grape juice, so that's the assumption that it does ferment, and he wants to claim that even Rav Henkin, what did Rav Aaron Talavaychuk say?
The Adelaide was a big Thomas Kachin. He happened to be wrong. Levi Ginsburg was a conservative rabbi. He happened to be right. I mean, he was not like today's conservative rabbis anyway.
Yeah, so that's what he said. In other words, he agrees. Avraham Soloveitchik, right? And that it's amazing that this—that's what Rabbi Chalav was saying. The Adelaide is arguing with Louis Ginsburg, and now today everyone's doing like Louis Ginsburg.
He said that you can learn from the Yad HaLevi, you see the Hanas he had against the conservatives.
Yeah. Oh, the only thing is like this. There's another tshuva that's written by the Knesset HaGdolah in the Sefer Bo'i Chayi, where the Michas Yitzchak points out that it seems that he contradicts what he writes in the Shut Knesset HaGdolah, because he writes that it's not true. Look on page 11, the first arrow. He says a line before that. V'zeh tira she'shlichu ba'ofer ve'efer shema ze yomim sikuso achi v'shlenu v'vosh harei shem yayin alav v'misnasech v'mago v'figu bo hagoi v'osu liknos min hagoi v'advash nosim menu. He says it's still yayin. Shem yayin alav. It's still yayin, even though it can't become, it can't mashaker. It's still yayin. So it seems to contradict what he writes in the Knesset HaGdolah. So I don't know what to say. I mean, so the Minchas Yitzchak writes. Take a look at the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak says that you have to go with the Bo'i Chayi. And you just have to assume that there's some misprint in the other truva. I don't know. Here, let's see. I'll show you.
Sounds
like Shavarim, somebody who pulled something from the Shavarim and he didn't like, so he said it was a plate of sakumas, he was slipping. He writes Beferish that, here. Take a look on page 20, Rabbi Hoffman. On the top paragraph on the left side. The last four lines. Allow Balkanet and Lola, Gavat Torah, Beneva, Omnum, Kadesh, Loya, Divre, Kadesh, Gnol, Sosram, Atzman, Sarach Loma, Desh, Ezer, Chisur, Loshan, She, Nishmat, Behad, Posa, Bekneses, Sagdola. Utsrichim laachdom imakosu v'boichai. That's what he claims. It's a little schwer. If you look in if you take a look at the Shvus Yitzchak, Shvus Yitzchak is the Gevaldige Svarim, the Talmud of Rav Eliashiv, Drezi, Yitzchak Drezi. I think I once asked Rav Herschel Ausch, who he considers, you know, from the Talmidim of Hakim of Rav Eliashiv, and he said, Rav Yitzchak Drezi. So the question is, see if you look in the second paragraph on page 14. I am b'shut min chasitzchok. The b'shut b'aychal about kness kaz pachli in yin zesuk shut. You will see the min chasitzchok machshkos b'yashir shlo yisad judei kinyan chasitzchok arv. Tiki kvar b'shut tav yain gomer. Vayin gam b'sefer ben ishchai shkos v'irupi shum me'anovim shenivikvu korim aso. Morachal shachal mashma midivay haben ishchai de rupi heinu biyosu korosh v'yishlomer v'chei chosav v'yishosu b'shem rachos chayim de posho shabrikosu shahakol aval ba'odo mashki yishlomer de b'chosav b'arbi agafet al pishol yochol at pos. He says maybe the rupi is talking about when it froze up, then you make a shahakol. But if it's still a mashke, even though it can't ferment, maybe it's still a barpir goffin. So then he quotes from Shlomo Zalman on page 15, second page. The mitzvah of him came into Yad Shenischa, Chalal of Shem Yain LeKiddush. Shaper Nisha Brikas Hagof and Gam Shenis Basho. So Shver Zach, he's saying that since it had a Shem Yain in the beginning, when it was Nischad, it doesn't lose the Shem Yain. Then he says that Rav Yashiv disagreed. Chorin shouldn't have such a chilat. Bottom line, right now, it's not Royal Yos Yain. It's not Royal Yos Yain. Well, but if you want to see that this discussion is in the Tshuvas Haran, this whole discussion. Whereas besides the Knesset Gdola and the Stira with what he writes in the Boi Chai, So, on page 13, Lamatesim Beis, it discusses Elu Mutarim Bachila, Kol Shechol Va'akom, Yisrael Roeil, Vadvash. That Dvash from a goy, the Mishnah says, is Mutar Bachila. So the Tshuvas Haran has a discussion. What is this referred to? What kind of dvash is this? So if you take a look, in the Shut Haran, you see the Shut Haran. What page is the Shut Haran? Packet, the Shut Haran. So they put in the packet. Maybe somehow it got out of the packet. Yeah, so the 2 days there in the Shut Haran, whether it was made from, was it made from wine or not? So some say it was made from wine, and it's still mutter. Why? Because they put like Ofer Lovan, so we can't Tosei, so that's what it's referring to. And therefore you have a Raya from a Mishnah to this Yisod. And then the other day he quotes the Shut Haran is that no, this is Dvash Dvorim. It's nothing to do with the Yain. But the 2 days in the Shut Haran are this machlokes. I mean, he has it here if you want to look on page 14, Shmos Yitzchak. He says, Yinei Matzinu B'Shut Haran Sh'alta Be'eretz Azoz Regilim Ha'ishma'elim L'kachas Anovim Simam Lehm Ofer Yadua Sh'achas O Yoser Ma'at Kodem Drichos Som Kedei She'yitzol Ha'yai Ha'yotzim Hem Ha'ero V'yamod B'sikuso V'chachad Dorchim Also, Vashlam also Hayain Bishul Yafe Ad Shetava. That's the kind of Vash Karmu. So, Nagabo Isser Yom Bano La Arts Al Piach Chacham Shayu Hainu. You may have been domestic. Yeah, Nechlo Rishi Shematzu Chosu B'Shem Rav Haigon Shad Vash Hashani B'Mishna Imamim Who Dvash Hanasa Miyain. So, it was Rav Haigon says it's Dvash Hanasa Miyain. So, why is it Mutter? The answer is because that yayin was made with the offer of lovan from the beginning, from the get-go. So it doesn't have a shame yayin on it, because it can't be toisis. So Ramela is a raya to this whole yisod. But the Ran disagreed with Rav Haigon and says, the ain't sofik shadvarm shatol barabeinu hai b'shubashim v'chasle elamara t'leinu hachi v'dvash namastis v'dvash dvarmu. The Ran says no, that it's there's no such thing that even if you have the yayin, she has some tchilah b'ofer she yishomer she will have yayin sherech nichol of offer chorim pshita So the only question I have is, how are you going to deal with Yayin Kosis then? Because it seems to be a machlokes. Rav Haigon seems to say that it loses its status, like the Knesses Gdola. And the Ran seemingly holds like the Bai Chai, that it's still Yayin. But the only question I have is, what about, like, I think Rabbi Chalap discusses in the latter part of his article, because Yayin Kosis, the Gemara says, is not right for Kiddush. So if it's not right for Kiddush, because it's not Meshaker, so it's not a Din Yayin, so then how come the Ran writes Beferish, and even if you put the Ofer Lovin from the beginning, it's still it's still Yayin, and Rav Haigon says it loses its status of Yayin. Right, so according to Rav Haigon, if we can't, so the point being is that this Yisod, whether something can't, this is grape juice, but it'll never be able to reach the fermentation point, is 2 days is the Rav Haigon versus the Ran. So even if you want to say we're going to be machmer, like, well, sometimes, you know, it's a chumra each way, because it's a chumra to be wine. It's also cooler to be wine. It's a chumra to be wine this way, a guy can ask it. It's also cooler to be wine, so he can use it for Kiddush. So it works both ways. So the Maisa, this whole Shaila is 2 days in the Ran. If something is, you have Mitzah Novim, that you added something in, it's not raw, it'll never be raw to ferment and be meshaker, whether you make a bari piragofen. So Rav Henkin thought that the grape juice of our grape juice is taller in the shaila, and he thought we should be choishish for the Knesses Hagdola shita, that it's not wine, because it can't be. But then they said that supposedly he was choizerbal. I mean, you see, in the other part of the tshuva, in Rav Henkin, in the next, you see, there the Rav Henkin himself says that on page 17, Aldas grape juice, Kibalti Yedios Mi Rabbanim Asukim Bezev Amali Shimenichim Oso Ba'avir She'enu Kar Nase Yain V'Harbe Mine Yain Nim Kar Meshuk Hayu Mitchilosim grape juice. So he writes it Beferish. Yeah, because there's a piece in the Chazanish. Chazanish writes an important yisod. That there, Poisek writes something, and then someone claims he was choizabal. So you have that Hilchas Nida, that the Shulchan Aruch Harav held that the Shir Gris Va'od is a certain size, and then his brother, the Balatanya's brother, the Sheiris Yehuda, says that he heard from him that his brother was choizabal. So the Chazanish says he doesn't have nemonis. Because if in his sefer he never said he was choizabo, and he never was mefarsim, it's just because it's like ein echad keneged achazaka. You can't just say someone was choizabo unless they themselves, if they wrote in their sefer, they didn't print a retraction. So when someone wants to claim they were choizabo, they don't have the modus. But here he says that the rabbanim, so you know. Yeah, about the famous thing with the Mr. Brewer, whether he was chosebo about making a bracha on dessert or not. Someone would claim that even though in the Mr. Brewer he says to make, then maybe he was chosebo or cooler.
People saw him later on in life.
Yeah. The Chazanish writes Chazanida, you can't. You have no nemonis to say that. If the Chassid of Chaim was Chosebo, he should have written the retraction. If he didn't, then you see that. So this is the discussion. So it's a very fascinating discussion. So Minhag HaOlam is clearly to make a Bar Peir Gofen, to use it for Kiddush L'chatchila.
Can't usher it now, though. I mean, why say you can't usher it? So everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a question.
Did you say it's
us? Right. But it's so interesting. Like it hit, like, so like 40, 50 years ago, like if you would do it, you would, that was the other camp. That was the, like Rabbi Kalav said, that was the Louis Ginsburg camp. The Yad HaLevi gets so upset. Now now, you know, everyone's on the other camp, you know, it's such a pella how, you know,
you're just a Doris.
I'm just wondering that even if it can ferment, maybe does it really, like, maybe you can tie it, it can become some, but I don't know, maybe it's really not the full wine or something, maybe you know, some, not I do it because for me, once I have wine, then it's gonna knock me out. And
the serious unit was the brother,
the Balatanya.
The brother.
So he writes that the Tanya was Chayzabo, and he had a smaller shear for Gris V'od, for some. Okay, but Minhag HaOlam is to make a Bar Gofen and to use it. We discussed even Vidal Kosis, people use it.
But, is there a din of Mahudr with drinking wine?
Well, like the Sefer Achinuch, like Rabbi Ben Skaidel was saying, it's much from the Sefer Achinuch, and the Yad HaLevi saying that the whole idea of Kiddush Al-Yayin was this Mesamach, and so this is not Mesamach, so that's from a different perspective, you could say. Like Rabbi Skaidel was saying, but the perspective we were talking about is that maybe it's no longer wine. Maybe it's a shahakal. Maybe it's, you could say it is wine, but it's not wine. And then you have to discuss what we had discussed previously. Why is wine Bar Peir Gofen? Is it because it's side? Is it because of Misamach and all those different things? So, but this is a fascinating discussion, as Rabbi Ben Skaidel pointed out. It was about, you know, the prohibition when they couldn't have wine, they had to use grape juice. So then, as Rabbi Skaidel was pointing right out, and Solomon Alpert was discussing also that. Yeah. So that was the story. Yeah.
So, diluted grape juice.